stop on by the Clown Cafe, your favorite meals on wheels. The menu is disgusting and it's full of special deals. Nothing here is good for you, so grab yourself a tray, 'cause food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe. Drop on by the Clown Cafe. Drop on by the Clown Cafe. Gobble up your order quick before it runs away, 'cause food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe.
Have you guys ever seen a woman get chainsawed in half from her vagine down?
Yeah.
You have?
I have.
Paris?
I
Mike?
Have seen
that. Mike, what about you?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I'm guessing you haven't seen Terrifier then.
That is a correct guess.
Have you heard of Terrifier?
No, I
or
have not.
Or Art the Clown at all?
No.
Okay, do you like horror movies?
Yes, some of them.
What's your favorite?
You should have given me some heads up so I could have thought about this in advance.
Well, we invited you on our podcast to talk about horror movies, so you really should have seen it coming.
I mean, that's just on you, Mike.
That's on you.
My favorite horror movie. I kind of like the 28 Days and 28 Weeks franchise.
All right. So
only kind of?
Zombie action? Undead action?
Well, yes.
You like them undead, Mike?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, this is our friend Mike. He's a one-legged power lifter from our gym.
And he has one leg.
And that's all you need to know about Mike.
That's all that there is to him.
And today we are covering the movie Terrifier 2. There's a second one. Now, the chainsawing happens in the first one, and we actually covered the first one a while back.
We never recorded it.
We did record it.
Did we record
yes,
it?
Yes, but the audio was
bad.
Oh,
yeah! I remember that.
And I was like, I don't want to watch Terrifier again, because we were like, we need to find something kind of ridiculous for Mike to watch.
We took our L's for that first Terrifier.
Yeah,
so.
And it's like, it's not that I hated it, it's just that I didn't like it.
So we're talking about it.
We're talking about Terrifier 2,
which is a much better movie.
Every sequel is obviously
no. You
better.
Know what? I really enjoyed Terrifier 2, and I would watch it again.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let me give you a little backstory for Terrifier, and you've never seen Art the Clown.
I have no idea.
Paris,
what you're talking about.
Paris, pull up a picture of Art the Clown. Maybe he'll recognize.
I'm
the
pulling
face.
Up picture. Okay. There he is.
Do you recognize the face at all?
I may have seen him on a meme.
Nice.
But no.
He is on a meme.
Is he?
On a lot of memes, actually.
Okay.
So Art makes his first appearance in an anthology series called The Ninth Circle. And we see him again in a short film called Terrifier, which came out in 2011. And then both these stories were featured in a feature-length film called All Hallows Eve, where a babysitter watches the aforementioned shorts, and then Art shows up and kills her. And
dang, that sucks.
Also, I'm pretty sure in all of these, Art just kills everybody and there's no survivors. Yeah. And then the official Terrifier came out in 2016 and quickly developed a cult following. I had no idea how big the following was until Terrifier 2 came out, and it was all over the internet, well, all over the spaces of the internet that I hang out in, and it got really good ratings.
That's weird, because the movie doesn't have good acting in it, the first one.
I believe that.
It doesn't.
And it's kind of weird.
Well, okay, let me just fill you in what happens in Terrifier. Art kills everybody.
He does.
Everybody.
But
I
one woman.
There's one survivor.
One survivor. And she
had her face ripped
off. It's an abomination.
Yeah, she had her face ripped off. And she survives. And then she kills a woman who's interviewing her. And in the end of Terrifier, Art is supposedly taken out. He gets shot in the head by a cop. But then, when the mortician is looking at his body, or the coroner is looking at his body, he comes alive. And that's the end of Terrifier 1. The first one.
Reminds me of kind of Blade.
Blade?
Yeah, how it
with
ended.
With Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Or maybe it was Blade 3 that ended like that.
So that's where that movie ends, and then this is where the movie is going to pick up. This is a really complex plot, and I don't want you to be confused.
So we pick up in the coroner's office.
Yes. Where Art is undead. And now...
We don't know how or why. We just
no, we
know
don't
he
know
is.
How
He's
or why.
He's just a supernatural.
He's
yeah.
a magical
well,
being.
I was reading theories about Art and
how
some...
How lucky that he's a murderer.
Yeah. Well, somebody was like, he was so terrible when he was alive as a human that the devil was like, you know what? We got to bring this guy back.
I like this dude.
And I like that theory.
Okay, that's a fan theory, obviously.
It's a fan theory. Well, and if we're thinking that the previous short films are not canon, because in All Hallows Eve, what I have read is that he crawls out of the VHS tape to kill a girl.
Samara style?
Samara style, yes. Who's
have
Samara?
You seen The Ring?
It's from The Ring. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, now you know. Now you're all filled in. So without further ado, let's get into explaining Terrifier
2.
Two.
Gobble up your order quick before it runs away, 'cause food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe.
The movie begins in a dark alleyway.
As they all do.
As they all do. And there's a lot of trash everywhere. I don't know why. That's a common theme in the Terrifier movies is like dumpsters. Okay? We see a silhouette of Art the Clown emerge. We flash to the end of Terrifier 1, where he is brutalizing the coroner. He has a hole in the back of his head where he was shot, showing brain matter. While in the process of butchery, he takes the coroner's eye and puts it in his own head.
This movie is really gory.
But you know what?
I like it.
So it was advertised as being even more gory than Terrifier. But it's like, you know, once you see a woman get sawed in half with a chainsaw from her vagina down, because she's hung upside down. So that's why it's vagina down. Yeah, naturally. Right? But I just feel like after I've seen that, I've seen it all, you know? And I didn't think it was especially more gory than the first.
I'm trying to remember the name of the movie.
Terrifier?
No, of a different movie.
Saw?
No, great movie. Hostel.
Yeah, Hostel.
Is this as gory as Hostel?
Well, I think it's different. It's a different kind of gore because it's very, it's got a very 80s aesthetic to it. And if you think about like 70s and 80s gore, it's a different kind of gore. It's kind of, it's almost campy and so over the top that it doesn't register like in the same way that Hostel does. Because Hostel, you watch Hostel, and it feels very real. It feels like a scenario that could actually happen. But, yeah. Like, Art pulls people's heads apart with his bare hands, and it just, like...
He goes all in. Like,
He goes ham.
He goes ham
and
on these
so
people.
It doesn't really feel, yeah, like Hostel in that sense. Okay. No comment.
Well, I was just wondering, I guess I'm trying to make
to
a comparison
well,
as to what kind of gore
it's
I'm
the blood
imagining.
That looks like, you know, corn syrup and red dye.
Okay.
So it looks very fake. It doesn't
so
look
like
real.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, sure. Or, you know, any kind of, you know, 70s horror film with gore. Is what I think of. Anyway, so he takes this guy's eye and he puts it in his head, and now he has an eye again because he was shot in the head, so he lost his eye.
So it works.
And it works, yeah, because he's undead.
That's
cool. It's established.
Yeah, he's a supernatural guy. So
maybe a
naturally.
Demon. We don't know. It's never established.
Doesn't sound like he actually needed the eye.
Well, no, you're right. You're right about that. Well, have you ever seen Jeepers Creepers?
Of course.
Okay, but you know how he eats body parts of the people, and then it becomes part of his own, and he uses it, if you recall?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that, okay.
Yeah, kind of like that. So, yeah, he kills that guy. He takes a bunch of medical supplies and heads out. Art walks himself to the laundromat to wash his bloody clothes.
And he's just booty hole naked
he's
in this laundromat.
He's booty hole naked in this laundromat, and there is a guy sitting in a chair there. But he's asleep, and he's, you know, unaware of what's going on. And while he waits for his clothes to wash, he notices a spooky little clown girl, and she's pretty scary. She's pretty scary looking.
She can probably see his balls.
And for a minute, we're worried. We're worried because we're like, oh no, this kid is gonna, you know, get brutalized by Art. But, plot twist, she's actually like a demon also. So she approaches him, and they play patty cake. A man who is asleep at the laundromat in a chair wakes up. Oh, yes, I already mentioned him. And he sees Art playing patty cake by himself.
So the little girl is in his mind.
Kind of.
Please continue.
Okay. In the next scene, hold on. I can't miss this part because it's really important. Before he leaves, he bludgeons the guy who was sitting in the chair.
With the mop.
Because he's Art.
Well,
Art's got to do what Art's got
to
do.
He was kind enough to mop his mess, his bloody mess, mm-hmm. in the laundromat.
Polite.
But with the end of the mop, he bludgeons the guy.
It's in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I have to... one thing I did notice was how remarkably well the bloodstains came out of his clothes.
I know.
Wow.
That's white as
Let
shit.
Let me know where this laundromat is. And I will launder my clothing
Art,
there.
Give me your tips on how to get blood out of clothes.
Well, you know, when you're a supernatural entity, you just pick up stuff like this.
Why does he care?
You know, well, because it's a part of his aesthetic.
To be clean?
Well, no, because he does get splattered in blood.
All the time.
Yeah.
And he's got another dude's eye in his skull?
Well, it absorbs and it becomes his own.
So why does he care?
You know, Mike, that's a dumb question.
That's his moxie.
I was warned about that.
In the next scene, we are in a teen girl's room watching her make a costume. And she's going ham. She's going hard for this costume. And it's like a warrior angel costume. It's really cool.
She's talented.
She is talented. And also, we looked it up, and this girl's a stunt double.
She is a stunt double.
And like
she's kind of jacked.
And also, she is the same age as me, and she's playing a teenager. Now, Mike, let me ask you a question, and feel free to lie. Do you think I could be in a movie as a teen girl?
Yes.
Thanks.
Was that a lie? We'll never know.
Yeah, the look on his face. Okay. That night at dinner with her younger brother, and he's probably like 12, and her mom, she asks what they're going to dress as for Halloween, and the little brother says he's going to be Art the Clown. Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
To which Sienna tells him it's beyond disrespectful because he had killed 9 people the year before. So that was the events of the first Terrifier.
Just 9 people were killed in the first movie.
Yeah, only 9 people.
Yeah, only.
Only 9 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And later, Sienna and her mom discuss plans for Halloween, and Sienna asks if she's worried about her younger brother, who is obsessed with the macabre and seems to be interested in the massacre caused by Art. We also learn their dad died.
In the first movie.
No, just...
We don't know these people. These people are new.
So yeah. It's just part of their life. He died.
He died.
He died.
Yeah.
And she's worried that her brother is going to be a serial killer.
Well, that's what I was worried about. But my worries were quickly softened because Sienna gets back to work on her costume and her brother comes in. And he's actually a good kid. And she asks why he's so interested in the clown. And he tells her that they never found his body. And he thinks Art might still be out there. So he's kind of like thinking like, you know, he's scared. And that's kind of what propels his fascination with Art the Clown. Okay. All right. Good talk.
I don't know what to say.
That night, Sienna has a nightmare about Art the Clown, in which he gifts her a beating heart. He tries to kill her with a flamethrower, but she uses a sword, which she owns outside of her dream that her dad had gifted her, to protect herself. But then she wakes up from her nightmare and finds a piece of her costume has caught on fire from candles on her dresser. Her mom puts out the fire and then berates her for falling asleep with a lit candle.
Her mom's kind of a cunt.
Her mom is kind of cunty.
She's really cunty.
She's always going hard on these kids.
Yeah, it's like, for what?
Because she almost lit the house on fire? God.
Come on.
But Sienna insists that it was not her who lit the candles. And also, Sienna notices that the sword, I wanted to pronounce the W in sword.
Sword.
The sword.
Swats.
That was next to the fire was perfectly intact with no markings whatsoever. Oh?
So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Huh?
I don't know. What does that mean?
We cut to Art, who is working on some murder contraptions.
I'll get to find out what that means.
Well, you will.
It's later. It's later. Setting up.
We
okay?
can't spoil the movie.
Forget.
You're on a ride with us. You're
I'm
on a journey.
Forget.
Well, I'll remind you.
All right. Continue on, please.
So we cut to Art, who is working on some murder contraptions. He sees on the TV an interview with the sole survivor, who is badly disfigured. As we told you, she mentions that he died, and this enrages Art. He's mad. And he breaks the TV.
This guy's quite the character.
He is. You know what?
I like his moxie.
I like Art. I'm not going to lie. I mean, aside from the murdery stuff, he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
He's comical.
He is.
Yeah. You just have to watch it.
He's possessed by an insane, demonic devil person.
And you know what?
Is that one of those things we can look over?
Flaws aside.
Obviously not a huge red flag.
He's funny. He doesn't talk at all because he's a mime.
He makes you laugh.
You know, I'm willing to look past a lot of stuff if you can make me laugh.
He likes to silently point and laugh at people.
Because
he's a mime.
Yeah, when he murders somebody, he likes to like laugh at them silently, and it's pretty funny. And he's just, you know, he's a silly guy. He's a silly guy.
Silly goose,
you know? At school, the younger brother, Jonathan, sees Art and the clown girl playing with the corpse of a possum. He runs away, and a teacher sees him running away, and then she goes to look in the hall to see what he was running from, and she sees the dead possum.
So
and
she's no just art, thinking, no, yeah. This kid bringing in dead possums.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Maybe killed the possum.
Maybe. Maybe not. Sienna goes to the Halloween store to buy new wings for her costume, where she sees Art the Clown staring at her. And mind you, this is Halloween time, and so people are dressing like Art the Clown.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Mass murderer.
He follows her around the store, and he's just being a goober. And she rushes out of the store, and then Art kills the clerk. And you know what? That clerk didn't deserve it.
No.
He didn't deserve that.
I am quite sure that the man working behind the counter trying to sell shit did not deserve to be murdered.
He just wanted to go home.
Yeah,
because it was had closing a rough time.
Day. I'm sure his feet hurt.
Art brings like a little honky horn to pretend like he's going to purchase it. And the guy's like, okay, how are you going to pay for this? And now Art carries around a giant trash bag with him, like a big black trash bag. And he starts unloading everything onto the counter.
And they're like weapons, like an axe.
And this guy's like,
his murder tools.
Yeah. And this guy's like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here? And then Art kills him.
Rips off his head.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No.
That's rude.
It is rude. Sienna tries to tell her friend she saw Art. But again, she says, you know, there's a bunch of people dressed like him for Halloween, and don't worry about it. And we also learn there is some trauma that Sienna has from her father's death.
Naturally.
And she's been in therapy and stuff, and so her friends are kind of like, oh, you're just crazy, because your dad died. You know? At home, Sienna talks to Jonathan. He tells her Art is still alive, and he thinks something bad is going to happen. He shows her an old sketchbook of their dad's with clippings of victims and drawings of the clown. Oh?
Your dad knew something.
He tells her they're connected to Art and the murder somehow. Yeah.
How does he know?
Because there's art pictures in the sketch pad.
And, like, articles.
And articles.
Of newspaper.
And, like, disappeared people.
Yeah.
And dead people.
And Art the Clown.
And Art the Clown. Yeah.
Wait, Art the Clown is in this art book.
What? But Sienna tries to talk them both down and tries to downplay the things they saw. I think she's trying to, like, convince herself that she shouldn't be so scared. That night, she puts on her warrior angel costume to go out for the night. And also, Jonathan is like, Sienna, maybe don't go out tonight. And she's like, nah, man.
She's like, I'm going out. She has a great body.
Well, she's
and a, she has she's some tiggle bitties, too.
She's a stunt woman. I mean, you'd like this movie, Mike. Are we selling you?
You should have started here, and you would have had my complete interest from the beginning.
All right, so next time you're here, we'll be
start
like,
with the
listen,
tingle bitties.
There's boobies.
There's
Mike,
boobies.
Pay close attention, because we're going to talk titties. At the same time, her friend is also getting ready at her home and hears the shattering of glass downstairs. She goes to investigate, and Art the Clown walks in and kills her.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Well, why would he? But and, sure, right.
And he rips off half her face.
Gives it to the other woman.
And well, no. But you know what?
He could. He should.
But
he
this could've. Is like a common thing with him, is he likes to rip faces off. That's just an observation.
He likes to torture these people.
Yeah, and he like degloves her body. Kinda.
Yeah, kind of rips her hand in half so she has, like, no arm. You know something about that, Mike. also,
yeah.
when her mom comes home, there's a scene, and it's an animatronic.
Yeah, they use an animatronic. And you know what? Hats off to them. I love that. I love that animatronics are still being used.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool? Now, Sienna has made her way to the Halloween party. Now, at home, Jonathan is in trouble for the dead possum thing, you know.
Obviously.
And he isn't allowed to leave for Halloween fun. He gets into a fight with his mom, who refuses to believe him and runs out of the house. And he's like, you're a bitch, mom. And then
And she is.
And she is. And then she slaps him. And then he runs. Because she bitch slaps him. She's a bitch. Now the mom is home alone, and then Art the Clown shoots her in the head.
And why wouldn't he?
Well, and also...
And this must be a powerful gun, because
it just takes her head clean off.
It takes her head clean off.
Why is he using a gun?
You know, also, I did think, I was like, you know what? Why didn't he brutalize her a little more? You know? Well, that was for later. Yeah, that's true. At the party, Sienna,
you'll see,
whose drink has been spiked with Molly, sees the creepy clown girl and has a panic attack. And her friends are like, okay, well, you know, you're traumatized because you're a dead dad. And then also you were on Molly. So that's why you're having this panic attack.
Come down, bitch. Fuck.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. So Jonathan has run back home after getting spooked because he sees a creepy van, which we later find out is Art's van. And he's just like, he's getting bad vibes.
Art, he has a van also.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
I guess I just, in my mind, I pictured like...
A clown car?
Jason.
Oh.
Just him walking.
He does that too.
Slowly everywhere.
Well, he kind of teleports, I think.
Yeah. He does that too.
Yeah.
So he has different ways to...
Why the car?
Why not a clown car? Weapon? Back to Jonathan. He's spooked. He runs home.
Meow.
And he comes home to find his mom at the dinner table without a face.
I thought I remembered her having her face ripped off.
Well, she had her face shot off.
It was blown off.
You're like, I thought I remembered her having a face.
Well, I thought I remember her being dead. So I'm a little surprised she's at the dinner table.
Well she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. She doesn't have a face. And Art comes out of the kitchen and serves her dinner. And then he takes the food that he made and then... Shoves it in her face hole.
But, like, because her face was blown off.
Yeah.
So it's just like a.
Because she doesn't open have a mouth hole. Now. So he has to. He just puts it in her brain.
As one does.
Yeah.
Why, though, does she need this if she's dead? She's still dead, right?
Well, you know, Art, he's all about. He has a flair for the theatrics and the dramatics, you know?
I didn't, but I do now.
Yeah, he does. So this obviously scares Jonathan, and he tries to run away, but he catches him and injects him with a syringe, which I found to be kind of off-brand for Art.
Yeah, he kept this kid alive, didn't torture him. He was just like, I'm just going to knock you out with drugs.
Now, I feel like, if we're being honest here, I think Art would have actually just killed Jonathan in a terrible way and then left it for Sienna to find. That's what I think would have happened if Art was being true to himself and not true to the plot, you know?
Where'd he get the drugs?
He just has them, probably.
No, it's from the coroner's office.
Oh, yeah!
Now,
yeah.
Why does the coroner have sedatives? I don't know.
Okay, that's where I was going.
Yeah, just next. Accept it.
It's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood, baby. Sienna gets a ride from her friends and then gets a call from Jonathan.
Wait, who's Sienna?
The main character, Mike.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Mike has the memory of a fish.
And so. And also, he smoked a bowl before he came and did the podcast.
And it helped him relax.
Well, okay. I just think you'd be having an easier time if maybe you didn't. But that's all right. You know
what?
I don't know about that.
Have you talked to Mike in the gym?
I'm pretty relaxed.
I feel good.
You feel good? Yeah. Well, that's just because you're with us.
And I'm just enjoying your story.
Yeah, thank you. I thought you would, you know? I was like, you know, Mike's going to love this. Okay, so Sienna gets a call from her brother Jonathan, but it's actually the clown girl mimicking Jonathan. And Jonathan is unconscious in the back of Art's rape van. yeah. But they tell Sienna to come pick him up at the abandoned carnival.
They didn't rape Jonathan, by the way.
But it is a rape van.
It is a rape van, but as we know... Art the Clown did not rape Jonathan.
I've never seen him rape anybody, in his defense.
Yeah.
So why is it a rape van?
Because all vans are rape vans.
Yeah.
Sienna arrives at the abandoned carnival with her friends.
Stabbin' wagon?
Oh, hell yeah. I love that. But she doesn't see Jonathan anywhere. And Sienna knows something is wrong and gets out of the car to look for him. In the car, Sienna's friends wait, and it's a girl, her friend, a girlfriend of hers, and her boyfriend. But we also learn in this scene that her dad, Sienna's dad, died from a brain tumor, and it made him have visions, and it made him act really, really weird. And then he got really drunk, and then he drove and crashed his car and died. Yeah.
Huh.
So that's the backstory there. Brain tumor. Visions, art drawings,
car crash,
fire,
dead.
The boyfriend gets out of the car to pee, and then he gets stabbed in the... Guess. Face. No?
I don't know. Butthole.
Okay. Okay, Mike, let me say this again. He goes out to pee. Where does he get stabbed?
Oh, so in the dick.
In the wiener.
In the wiener.
He gets stabbed in the wiener.
A bunch of times.
A lot of times.
Art really goes ham on that wiener.
I was like, Art, that's kind of gay.
Why?
I don't know. I don't. Why would you stab a man in the wiener?
And then, he doesn't even kill him. He's just.
And then he also uses his bare hands and like gets in the wiener hole that was there.
Why?
Theatrics.
That's a little gay.
And he doesn't even kill this guy either. He just leaves him wienerless.
But you know what? I bet.
Kinda rude.
The girlfriend manages to escape the car and get away from Art and runs into the carnival. But after he catches up with her and throws acid in her face, again disfiguring another person's face, rude, and then he bludgeons her and rips out her beating heart and eats it.
He was nice enough to kill her.
He killed her pretty quick.
Disfiguring her.
Yeah, I told Paris while we were watching it, I was like, Paris, if my face ever gets disfigured, just make sure I am no more.
Eat my heart.
Eat my heart, yeah. Now, Sienna, who has heard her friend screaming, runs to find her. And remember, Sienna's the main character, in case you forgot.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, I just wanted to remind you. How about...
I appreciate that.
What if we call her Big Ol' Titties?
That will do.
Will that help? But she hears her friend screaming and finds her, but sadly she is dead.
How was she screaming? But she's dead.
Her friend was screaming when she had acid thrown in her face.
And she heard that.
Yeah. And then she was dead.
And then she died.
Yeah.
She's just too late.
If you had... No, it wouldn't kill you. I mean, it could, but it doesn't... There's a lot of people who've had acid thrown in their faces. This is surprisingly not an uncommon thing that happens.
It hurt a lot.
I mean, no, like in real life.
I think it would still hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah. I thought...
it would hurt a lot. Yeah, in real life.
Well, no, I thought you said in her lot. Oh. Like in her group of people, in her friend group, that's a thing.
That does happen. But in real life. In her circle.
Outside of her circle and inside of her circle, acid face is a thing. Art watches her grieve for her friend, then approaches her. Sienna sees...
To kill her.
Yeah, actually. Sienna sees behind Art is Jonathan, who was making his escape. And then she does some dumb shit, and she's like, Jonathan! Art didn't even see him there. But it's like she alerted Art that Jonathan was there. That wasn't smart,
she
Sienna.
She was being dumb.
That was being dumb. Big old titty, you being dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Art turns to see Jonathan as well, but Sienna hits Art with a piece of wood while Jonathan runs. Art beats the shit out of Sienna and takes off to find the boy. Sienna comes to and finds one of Art's homemade weapons, and it's like a piece of wood with some nails and shit stuck out of it. Art has...
Simple. Effective.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? I think so, too. Art has found Jonathan, but Sienna shows up just in time to temporarily disable Art. Jonathan and Sienna have a heart-to-heart.
Wait. How does Big Titties disable the Psycho Man?
She hits him in the head with the aforementioned wood... screw
how does thing. That slow him down? He's magical.
Well, he's got to take it out of his head, because he can't be walking around with a piece of wood sticking out of his head. Would
he's
you
he's walking around with another man's eye in his head.
Yeah, but it became one with his face.
Maybe the board and nails could do the same,
you know. Yeah, but that just...
I just can't imagine something like that affecting dude that much.
Well, I mean,
it didn't really
in the grand scheme, it just slowed him down for
he
a
was
minute.
Just trying to take it out for a minute. He took his time.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Jonathan and Sienna have a heart-to-heart, and Jonathan tells her that she's there for a reason, and it's what their dad saw in a vision. Yeah.
In the drawings.
Art has caught up with the duo again and begins a ruthless attack. Sienna knows she must protect her brother. That'd be me and you, I feel.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'd have to hand Art's ass to him while you try to escape. I feel like that would be what would happen.
I feel like we would beat him together.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
You gotta go at him together. You gotta both get away.
I feel like I'm a mama bear, though, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like I would also want to protect you. So we would be, like, fucking Art up together, you know what I mean?
One goes high, one goes low.
So Sienna knows she must protect her brother and starts her own brutal assault on Art and manages to impale him in the head. Art, however, is undead. So this is only a minor speed bump for him. And more battling ensues.
Absolutely.
And Jonathan and Sienna, again, get their asses handed to them. Sienna gets knocked through some floorboards into a basement and sees what looks like a portal of sorts. That's like a big entry in the ground, and red is glowing from within, like hell. Yeah.
Nice description.
I think so. She turns around, and Art stabs her with the sword her dad had gifted her, and she falls into said portal, which takes her back to the nightmare she'd had earlier.
I don't remember a nightmare from earlier.
What, Mike?
It's when her wings caught on fire.
Remember that?
Yeah.
5 minutes ago? Okay, that's fine. So Jonathan, who had been knocked out, awakens to find Art gnawing on his hand. He calls for Sienna, and we see the sword on the ground power up, which invigorates and heals Sienna. She escapes the nightmare and attacks Art with the sword, freeing Jonathan. Sienna finally decapitates Art, and the siblings' night of terror is finally over. Or is it? Because the siblings, before they leave, they see the creepy clown girl who picks up Art's head.
And cradles it.
And then walks away with it. And then that's how it ends.
The end.
The end.
Credit scene.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Do you want to watch it?
I probably would if I saw it.
Available. You'd watch it if you saw it?
If I saw it available, like on Netflix or something.
Yeah, I'd watch it if I saw it.
Like, if I tripped over it on Amazon Prime, I'd be like, hey.
I think it was on Peacock.
It's
on Peacock.
I will watch that. Yeah. The gack.
You have the peacock.
But I really...
I don't have Peacock.
You don't have Peacock? You know, I like it. It's got Five Nights at Freddy's on it, the movie. Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a movie.
Well, it is.
I've seen Freddy. Lots of them.
Cool.
But not that.
Well, maybe you'd like it. My kids watched it.
Then probably I wouldn't like it.
Oh. Well, you know, I enjoyed it. But I enjoyed the lore. Anyway, let's get back to Terrifier. Okay. So.
Yes, I think I'd watch it.
You think you'd watch it?
I think I would.
That's pretty cool.
I think that would be a Mike movie.
You know what? I liked it a lot because the thing that I didn't like about the first one was that I didn't really like the characters. They were kind of stupid. So I didn't feel bad for them when they died. I didn't feel bad for the girl when she got sawed in half from her vagina and down to her head. You know? And the acting was really bad.
As a woman, how can you not feel some empathy for that?
Because some bitches deserve it.
Seriously?
Well, no. I just, like, she was just, like, kind of...
What's that movie where they cut Kurt Russell in half? It's a Western.
Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I never saw it. I've been wanting to see that movie, and you just spoiled it for me.
Well, I didn't spoil shit for you. Oh, that's just one scene.
Okay.
And it was brutal.
Well, I didn't know Kurt Russell gets sawed in half.
He didn't get sawed in half. They, like, they can impale him on a stalactite or something.
Well, that's sad, because
then he gets ripped in half.
I really like Kurt Russell, and I don't know if I want to watch him get ripped in half.
And it's, like, visual. It's gross. It's hard to see.
It's hard to watch.
It was for me.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll give it a try. Oh, really? Well, that's unfortunate. Okay. Well, I have a Halloween party to attend. A Halloween party to attend. Paris?
I have people to kill.
Mike?
I don't know if I'm comfortable in this room with you two anymore.